You are listening to the Pennsylvania Game Commission's North Central Elk Viewing Area Information Radio Station, WRBR 385, broadcasting on 1620 AM.
Please view elk safely. Elk are wild animals. Always observe from a safe distance and at the minimum of 100 yards, the length of a football field. Risk of serious injury or death can occur if a safe distance is not observed. Use extra caution this time of year. Females with calves can be extremely aggressive. In addition, we ask that you please respect private property and do not block traffic. The best times of day to view elk are dawn and dusk. State Game Land 311 on Winslow Hill Road has three wildlife viewing areas. These viewing areas are the Winslow Hill Viewing Area, the Woodring Farm, and the Dense Run Viewing Area. You can access free Wi-Fi at the Dense Run and Winslow Hill Viewing Areas, but cellular service is very limited across the elk management area.
As spring arrives, there are signs of life everywhere. The melting snow nourishes plants and lush green habitats emerge. The mix of habitat types on Winslow Hill, from grasslands to forests, welcomes a great diversity of wildlife to the spring and summer landscape. Many raptors and songbirds return to their northern breeding grounds from March through May, making this area a fantastic place for birdwatching. Watch for bobolinks perched on top of grasses, northern harriers soaring over the fields, American kestrels on the wires, and eastern bluebirds hunting in the short grasses. If you're lucky, you may spot the endangered Dick Sissel. In the nearby forests, you may catch a male scarlet tanager and his bright red feathers flying high in the treetops, or hear the flute-like sound of a wood thrush. The spring landscape welcomes back our hibernators, too. You may spot groundhogs, bats, black bears, chipmunks, and several reptiles and amphibians in the forests and fields. Once an animal emerges from hibernation, it typically begins seeking food to replenish its fat reserves. Bears are no exception. Bears have no trouble finding food when things green up, but when they first emerge from hibernation in March and April, it's a little more difficult. This is when some bears find themselves in trouble with people, as they raid garbage cans and bird feeders. This is a great time of the year to take down the feeders and store garbage in a secure building to avoid nuisance bear problems. Wildlife that adapts to surviving winter, such as elk, also begins to adapt to the warmer temperatures. Elk will increase their food intake to replace fat lost over the winter. To help regulate their body temperature, elk begin to shed their winter coat and grow a thin, reddish summer coat. During this process, elk look rough as their tattered winter fur hangs from their sides and neck. By July, their summer coat has completely replaced their winter coat.
More on Pennsylvania's elk herd after a few important announcements.
Spring alert! As spring arrives in Pennsylvania, so does a new generation of wildlife. This is an exciting time of year, and you may encounter one of the newest additions to the Pennsylvania landscape, whether it be in your backyard, field, or forest. Sometimes, when you encounter newborn wildlife, they appear to be abandoned or injured, and we often think the humane thing to do is rescue the animal. Mothers will regularly leave newborn offspring unattended for several hours, giving the perception that they've been abandoned. However, interfering with wildlife could end up doing more harm than good. Interfering with newborn wildlife may lead to unintended consequences such as imprinting or habituation, which may decrease the animal's chance of survival. You could also cause injury to the animal or yourself and put yourself at risk of contracting diseases and parasites. The Pennsylvania Game Commission and licensed wildlife rehabilitators are the only people allowed to care for injured, sick, or orphaned wildlife. Therefore, if you feel you have come across an injured, sick, or abandoned animal, it is best to contact the Game Commission. In addition, it is illegal to take or possess wildlife from the wild. Under state law, the penalty for such a violation is a fine of up to $1,500 per animal.
Now, back to the program.